it is time to explain. It's time to explain how to run an election. It's a courtesy here today. I greatly appreciate you being here. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the end of the impeachment fiasco comes today. The Democrats will be removed from life support just after 4 o'clock today. Don't worry, they'll find something else to troll on about, but for today, that's gone. Number two, in Iowa, the number is finally starting to come out, but the death of Iowa as an important stop for campaigns has been ugly to watch. Probably over now. And number one, the state of our union is strong with the end of impeachment nonsense close at hand. President Trump took his time to lay out his optimistic vision for the future, a future where America is strong again and independent again and going to places like Mars to set the stage and set the standard for countries all over the world. And I tip my hat to the president. Now, of course, it's the small moments that get all of the attention. Before the speech began, the president is accused of snubbing Nancy Pelosi and not shaking her hand. Of course, he didn't shake Mike Pence's hand either. And it's not clear whether or not he saw Nancy Pelosi try to shake his hand. He went about his business, went back to it. At the end of the speech, Nancy Pelosi tore it up on camera so she could be seen as the president was there being applauded for his comments and his dedication to this nation. She's tearing the speech in half, all for, of course, entertainment value, and she knew she'd be on camera, of course. And so that's the level of rancor we have today. The Democrats tearing up the State of the Union speech, ignoring everything the president has to say. By the way, if you missed it yesterday, the president's approval ratings have jumped to an all-time high. In Gallup, he has a 49% approval rating. It's the highest it's been since he's been president, 49% from Gallup, which means the president is getting more popular as the Democrats were melting down in Iowa and not being able to sort out what happened in their caucuses. The president becomes more popular. As impeachment comes to a close, as it will today, just after 4 o'clock, the final vote to be held. And if you watch the State of the Union, one thing to note that I saw over and over again, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona standing and applauding the president. She is a Democrat who could vote to acquit today. Joe Manchin could vote to acquit today. Doug Jones could vote to acquit today. Others should do the same, like Gary Peters of Michigan, because Michigan supports this president. And Gary Peters up for re-election in November. He'll vote to remove the president of the United States. He doesn't think that the voters of Michigan matter. He thinks it's up to him to decide who the president of the United States is. That's true of a lot of folks. So on the program today, we'll get bipartisan. Congressman Bill Heisinger will be here, a Republican. The chief deputy whip for the Democrats, Dan Kildee, will be here. We'll talk about all of these things with everyone involved. But I want to give you a flavor for the State of the Union, if I may. I want to start with that. Let's start with AV number three, and this is the president talking about unemployment in the country and how unemployment is in a better place today than it's ever been in my lifetime or yours. A positive, optimistic message. AV number three, go.
The unemployment rate for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans has reached the lowest levels in history. African American youth unemployment has reached an all-time low. African American poverty has declined to the lowest rate ever recorded.
And there you have it, the lowest rate ever recorded. By the way, Mayor Mark keeping me tuned up on something very important here. Mayor Mark shooting me a note. And you can do the same. You can live stream and watch this program on Facebook, the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Go there, like the page, and keep up with everything going on. The stock market futures today. The Dow will be up more than 240 points to start the day, passing back over the 29,000 threshold on its way. NASDAQ also up by 1%. S&P up by 0.75%. It's going to be another great day for your 401k, for your retirement account, with more than half of America now invested in the markets. It's a great day for America. This comes after the Iowa fiasco. This comes after the impeachment fiasco. This comes after all of the nonsense that's going on around the politics of this country. And when I say the Democrats are going to be removed from life support, let me tell you what I mean by that. For the last 3 years, they've had something to cling to. It was Russian interference. Then it was the Mueller report that was going to be the big bombshell. And then, of course, this rush to judgment on impeachment over this phone call with President Zelensky of Ukraine. It gave the Democrats, oh, there's a bombshell coming. Oh, we know something big. And then their cohorts, their sycophants in the media would join right in and parrot their talking points and prop up the narrative. After 4 o'clock today, when the impeachment comes to a merciful end, there is nothing left to prop up the narrative. The life support systems will be removed. Democrats will be left with Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete and Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden somewhere in the back of the pack. That's what they'll be left with. And a message that's this simple. We hate Trump. Vote for us. If that's your message, if that's where you want to be, then do that. But the fact of the matter is there's so much more. Let's go to the State of the Union again. AV number 5. The president talking about empowering Americans, giving people a chance, and revitalizing areas that have been passed by, forgotten, left out. He did that by creating opportunity zones, thousands of them. AV number 5. AV 5, go.
This is the first time that these deserving communities have seen anything like this. It's all working. Opportunity zones are helping Americans like Army veteran Tony Rankins from Cincinnati, Ohio. After struggling with drug addiction, Tony lost his job, his house, and his family. He was homeless. But then Tony found a construction company that invests in opportunity zones. He is now a top tradesman, drug-free, reunited with his family, and he is here tonight. Tony, keep up the great work, Tony.
It's a very good story, by the way. Tony woke up homeless in a parking lot of a rundown Fleabag hotel and polluted by drugs and alcohol. He looked around and there was a construction site right on the other side of the hotel parking lot. So he said, you know, they'll never hire me because of who I am, but I'm going to walk over there. They did hire him. They needed employees so bad they hired him. They gave him a chance, and he put his life back together because of the unemployment rate being so low. They needed people. The economy being so good, he got a second chance in life because the economy is so good. Nothing lifts more people out of poverty like free enterprise, like capitalism. Nothing gives people opportunity like the system of government we have here in the United States. Let nobody tell you differently. Truth is truth. We'll have more from the State of the Union. Some reaction from the left and the right. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.